So I did find, by the way, Don, a little bit more about that Banksy exhibit.
Yes.
Where Balloon Girl is shred.
Mm-hmm.
It says here, Banksy posted an image of the shredding. So shortly after the gavel drops on this Banksy artwork in 2018 in London, just over $1 million it sells for, £1 million, so over $1 million, an alarm sounded inside of the picture frame, and the canvas then passed through a shredder hidden within the frame, partially shredding the picture. Banksy then posted an image of the shredding on Instagram, captioned, "Going, going, gone." After the sale, the auction house acknowledged that the self-destruction of the artwork was a prank by the artist. The prank received wide news coverage around the world, and one newspaper stated that it was quite possibly the biggest prank in art history. It's still, according to Wiki, not clear who Banksy is, but the largest touring exhibit of Banksy artworks is coming to Chicago at the Epiphany Arts Center in the West Loop. BanksyExhibit.com/Chicago is where you go to find out more and get tickets. It starts August 7th here. It costs you $40 to get in. 80 original works, and as I understand it, the largest ever assembled. So I just want to find out a little bit more about that and about this. And on a phone line is Michelle Boersma, who is the executive producer of this show. Michelle, it's John Williams, and you're on WGN Radio in Chicago. How are you?
All right. How are you doing there?
I'm good, thanks. The CEO of Global Touring Productions and the curator of the Banksy art exhibit coming August 7th. So who is Banksy? Let's start there.
You go immediately for the big one. Banksy is one of the biggest artists around at this moment, and unknown so far. So and I don't know either. So I can't help you there. I know his art, but I don't know the man.
Well, you have your hands on his work. You're curating his exhibit. You didn't meet him in person?
No, we work together with international collectors who buy from Banksy and have brought together their own collections over the years. And we've been working with an international group of these collectors. Some of them have been buying art from Banksy before he was Banksy, when it just was someone selling his art underneath a train arch in London. And they bought it not as an investment, but they bought it as because they enjoyed the images. And they bought it for £25, and some of these artworks are now worth over $100,000, $150,000. So, yeah.
Describe the artwork. I mean, what does his stuff look like?
So we've been lucky with Chicago because Chicago is the start of a new collection. We've got one collection at the moment in London, which opened in May, and we've brought together a new collection because the collectors liked how we worked. And we've shown in Melbourne, Tel Aviv, Auckland, Toronto, Miami, but Chicago is getting a new collection. And it's over 100 pieces at the moment, so we've been able to bring more than normal. It's the well known suspects. It's the girl with the red balloon we've got, and for Chicago we've got three versions because everybody knows the red one, which we have, but we also got two different colors, which not a lot of people know that Banksy has created those. Flower Thrower, Kissing Coppers, the Flying Copper. We've got a lot of the rats.
Stop right there. You are describing some of his famous work, but I want you to tell me what it looks like. What would I see if I saw this?
So what we do is when you start and enter the exhibition, we give you a timeline, but not one of those boring timelines with just text. We give it in art, and we go through the first outing of Banksy up to recent times, and we show the examples of these periods. Then after you go through there, you go into the print room, and we show all the iconic works. There's over 35 works there. Then we go to cultural collaborations, because Banksy worked with a lot of pop groups, Blur, but also did some stunts with, like, Paris Hilton when she did a CD, and he got his hands on it and completely reworked it. We've got those, the Diana, the Princess Diana tenors, which are banknotes, which he changed to have Diana's face on it. And then we go into
Stop right there. So I still am not hearing a description of a specific artwork per se, but you alluded to one, a banknote. They took out the center and put Princess Diana's face there.
Yes. So these are the die-face tenors, which he made £1 million worth of, and originally wanted it to be spread out in a station during rush hour. His legal team explained to him that was not a very clever thing to do. So instead, you don't do that, you end up in jail.
Yeah.
But then he did it during a festival in London.
His stuff is stencils.
He started spreading them out.
They're
beautiful banknotes.
They look like, but some of his artwork looks like pencil drawings or sketches or stenciling. Is that a fair description?
Yes, it's stenciling. But one of the things that he did, and there's two ways of his art. So you've got his street art, which is stenciled, and he found out that one way to not get caught by the police was to have your image already ready. If you make graffiti, it takes a long time. But when you've got the stencil, you just quickly put it on a wall. So he did that. And then to fund that free art, he created prints. And that's what we have. We don't have any street art. We don't have walls or buildings. We have all the prints. We've got his drawings, his uniques. Stuff that he left on a refrigerator door, for example. So
he has the stencil, and then he can spray paint over it or chalk over it, and that creates the image, and then you run. What's his personal background? What is it believed to be his personal background?
Difficult to say. There's many visions on that. What I know is he started young. He got caught by the police without the police knowing that it was Banksy, and that I do know. He's anonymous. And the thing is, like, if I tell you what I think the background is, I'm probably completely wrong. And that's what I like with how we've brought the exhibition together. You can make up your own mind.
Okay.
This is
from Wikipedia, not the end all, but this is what Wikipedia says. In a 2000 interview with The Guardian, Banksy is described in 2003 as white, 28, scruffy, casual, jeans, T-shirt, silver tooth, silver chain, silver earring, looks like a cross between Jimmy Nail and Mike Skinner of Streets. Banksy began as an artist at the age of 14, was expelled from school, served time in prison for petty crime, according to somebody, anonymity is vital to him because graffiti is illegal. So he is a graffiti artist from London. And somehow he's been able to translate that into this popularity, to this empire, to the millions of dollars people pay for his work.
Yes, but the thing is the image. And this is what I don't like about Banksy, like with regards to people always talk about the money. And it's about the art. It's about the image. What does it do to you? And that's what I like when we put a collection like this together, is to see, to expose you to it. Instead of reading it over a Wikipedia page or seeing it on your screen,
mm-hmm.
you actually get to interact with it. And it's not about whether it's $1 million or $10.
Sure.
It's what does the image do to you? And I think that's what Banksy's main goal is to invoke a reaction with his art, not the price tag. I don't think he cares one thing about that.
It sounds like that's true. It's 10:44. So then just give me a few details on this Chicago show, and I'll let you go after a quick break. Michelle Boersma is on a phone line, the CEO of Global Touring Productions and the curator of this Banksy art exhibit. coming August 7th. We'll give you a few more details here in just a second. It's kind of interesting. The Van Gogh exhibit is in town. People are talking about that. The Sistine Chapel recreated out in Oak Brook, and Banksy Originals coming to Chicago. And Michelle Boersma is the CEO of Global Touring Productions and the curator of the Banksy Art Exhibit, which is coming to Chicago. 80 original works and world-famous art by the elusive street artist from private collectors across the globe. Tickets are at BanksyExhibit.com, BanksyExhibit.com. So will I see things, though, more, you know, as they are, I guess, typically hanging on a wall, you know, framed art, that sort of thing? Michelle, what will it look like when we see the display?
It's a bit different than from like a normal museum setting, because we're in an unusual space, but also we play with light, we play with the way we guide you through the experience. Yes, it's art on walls and also installations. Like Flying Copper, it's 2 meters tall and it's hanging in a suspended trussing system. We always surprise you and guide you through it in a surprising way. So it's not big rooms with okay, here's all the art. We let you make a journey, which we've just opened in London and we've done the same thing, and people really love it because it's not what they expect when they go to an exhibition like this.
I guess you can't show an NFT of a Banksy, huh?
Yeah, no, not as far as I know, he hasn't done that.
But he did make news. Don't I recall the story about a Banksy NFT? Again, pardon me for mentioning the money, but being sold at a very high price?
I don't think that was an official Banksy.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, anything else that you want Chicago to know? You're in Greece right now, is that correct?
Yes, I'm in Greece at the moment. I live in Greece. What I would like to share also is that for the first time, this is the 10th edition that we do around the globe, the 10th city. But for the first time, we've been able to work with some of Banksy's team. So next week in London, we are interviewing Banksy's printer. And we will have more of an insight of how the prints, which is the main body of the exhibition, have been created and what the process is of doing it. We're not going to expose who Banksy is, because we all don't know, but the process of creating the art, we're going to explain a little bit more about on the video screens, which is the first time that we were able to do that. I'm very proud that we've gained the trust of the people who are close to the phenomenon that is Banksy.
You say that it's about the art, it's about the image, it's about the experience. How intrigued
Yes.
would you be, though? You're this close to it. You're curating Banksy's exhibit. How much would you want to meet this person, or is that not so important to you because it's more about the art than the celebrity?
Well, first of all, it's not his exhibition, because he's not involved. He's not authorizing it. But I don't want to know, because I think it would take away from the art itself. And I think Banksy, as such, everybody has got an image in their mind of who or what Banksy is. And let that be. It takes away from the mystery. And I think let the art speak. And that's what I like when you see people go and visit exhibitions like this and our exhibition. It's people that go to museums, but also people who never, ever go to a museum, but they want to see the glow of the red balloon. And I hope we inspire them, and I hope it triggers a reaction and people are touched or have an emotional reaction by seeing all the art together.
Yeah.
Which that's the other thing. Seeing his street art is almost impossible because it gets taken down very quickly, and now you get to see those images all in one space, which is quite a unique experience.
Yeah. You know what it reminds me of as you describe, I suspected your answer would sound a little bit like that. It's sort of like when you see a really good magician, you don't want to know how they do that. You want to
Yes.
enjoy the experience.
You don't want to know how they do the trick. You just want to be amazed. You don't need to see the magician take off the hat later on. It's like, no, just enjoy the art.
We will. Michel Boersma is the CEO of Global Touring Productions and the curator of this Banksy art exhibit. He might be standing next to you while you're standing there looking at it. You're going to turn to some guy, nondescript, and you go, I think this is a bunch of crap. I don't understand this art at all. And it could be Banksy, or it could be something that's truly inspiring. You say, this has changed my life, and it could be the janitor. I don't know. You don't know. Okay, Michel, nice to visit with you. When you come to Chicago, come to our studio. It's nice to talk to you on the phone today.
I will. Hey, thank you very much.